Darkness will cover the entire land, and two lights will shine immensely brightly, one from Poland and one from Ireland. The light from Ireland is about to begin shining soon, beginning with these processions. Do you want to be a part of that? If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let me explain everything that I want to talk about. So after I give this short explanation and I invite you to do the Flame of Novena, the Bishop of Derry will give you a short message. And Barry and Anthony, two of one of the main organizers of these processions, will explain more of what's going on. Essentially, in Derry, a city in Northern Ireland that has historically persecuted the Catholic faith, they will be doing these Eucharistic processions on February 1st, the feast of St. Bridget, one of the main patronesses of Ireland. That Eucharistic procession is going to be actually done that same day in many different countries, many different cities in Ireland, and many different countries throughout the world. It's spreading all over interest for this because the Holy Spirit is behind it. And the whole purpose of these processions is to spread the faith and to fulfill the promise of the Flame of Love devotion, which is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on all of humanity for the conversion of souls. Very simple. Holy Spirit conversion for everyone, everywhere. And this northern city will light this flame. They've been doing it in small ways in the past, but something is different this year. This year, the procession is a coinciding of different feast days, February 1st being the Feast of St. Bridget, and it's also the vigil of the Feast of the Presentation, February 2nd, and February 2nd is also the Feast of Our Lady of Good Success, as well as the Feast of the Flame of Love, which they always have their feast on Candlemas. So I'm inviting you to start this novena that you can find on flameoflove.us. I will have that website right here, as well as the link in the description. And you need to begin the novena on Friday, January 25th. It will end on Saturday, February 1st, which will be the vigil, because a vigil is always important. In that sense, both these feast days are on the Feast of St. Bridget, both, and the Feast of the Presentation of Our Lord. How can you participate in these Eucharistic processions? If you don't have one locally, you can attend Eucharistic adoration, you could pray before the Blessed Sacrament, or I will be there live in person. I will be broadcasting it to the best of my ability with all the equipment that I have, so that you can see it live as it's happening, this incredibly humble, but I believe, historic event. So now, without much further ado, the Bishop of Derry, as well as Barry and Anthony, let's get right into it.
Greetings from the Diocese of Derry, the wonderful Diocese of Derry. On the Feast of St. Bridget, February the 1st, the Universal Church doesn't just remember St. Bridget, our national co-patron, it also is the Feast of the Presentation of the Child Jesus, Candlemas Day. Jesus, the light for the nations, as we hear in the Gospel. This year, on the Feast of St. Bridget, a group of people, good lay people led by the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, are having a Eucharistic procession at the beginning of this year of hope, this Jubilee year, to say, Lord, we want your light to shine in the world. We want you to enable us to be salt to the earth and light to the world. So we invite people around the diocese to join in at the Long Tower Church at 1 o'clock on Saturday, the 1st of February, for a Eucharistic procession into the city centre. If you're living in Derry, come and join us. If you're living somewhere else, join in your own place. Wherever you are, around the country or around the world, make this a day of prayer when we proclaim Jesus as the light to the nations. When we say, Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, you can bring healing and hope. You can bring merciful Father to all those who are so hurting, locally and universally. Make this a day of prayer. Make this a day of celebration. Make this a day of hope, because the grace of God wants to be poured over our hurting, angry, fighting, lonely, painful world, and wants to offer the balm of his mercy, that we all might know the love of the Father and know ourselves as loved individually by that Father, wherever we are on our own journey. Make February the 1st, Saturday, February the 1st, a day when you say, I want to join with the people of the Diocese of Derry, from the Long Tower Church in Derry, or wherever you're following us from, as a time of prayer for renewal and healing in our world. That's why Jesus came, to be good news for the poor, to build the kingdom of God. Let it begin with me. God bless you all. Looking forward to having your participation that day. Saturday, February the 1st, 1 p.m. GMT at the Long Tower, or wherever you are in your own country, in your own home. God bless you.
Please share with us your inspiration for this event and help us to really join you in sharing the love of Our Lady through Eucharistic processions.
Lovely. Will I speak first?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very, very much. For anybody that is listening in, that was absolutely beautiful hour of prayer. You could just feel the Holy Spirit and the peace cover us. As I say, my name's Barry Mallett. I am part of the Come Follow Me movement, which you've just seen there on the video, or the promo video. Now, the organization Come Follow Me, thankfully, is under the guidance and approval of the local Catholic Church in Ireland. Archbishop Eamon Martin has given us his blessing and approval. And it has been headed by our bishop, our local bishop, who's a phenomenal bishop. He's just returned from Spain, was away for the canonization process for Sister Claire Crockett, which can all be tied onto as well. It's been headed by the Grey Friars locally here. Now, how the event has sort of transpired is this is the second or third Eucharistic procession that we've done through our town. The other ones have just been local, so they have. We've also had men's rosaries throughout Ireland, which started in Derry. We also have a children's rosary, which is absolutely beautiful. My daughter's only 8 years of age, and she's part of the children's rosary, where we get the children, they come to the altar once a month. They bring a rose to Our Lady. Their children are from a year old up to 14 years of age. They bring a rose to Our Lady. They pray the rosary. They sing the rosary. And that happens once a month. So not only do we have Eucharistic processions throughout the town, we've had three. We have the men's rosary every month. We have the children's rosary. And we also have a thing called the Walk to Knock. Men from Derry walk every year.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Barry.
We're back. So in Derry from the north, we have a lot of faith. We have a lot of events happening over the last few years. The Walk to Knock has been going for 30 years, where men from Derry walk to the Knock Shrine, where Our Lady appeared in 1879. It takes about 4 or 5 days. So the faith in Derry has always been really strong. Now, whenever we set about the group, the committee, headed by the Grey Friars, to organize this Eucharistic event in Derry last year, it was the first one in 400 years. So it was pretty historic. It was the first one that had ever walked through the center of the town. And they see our Lord, Eucharistic Lord, being paraded through the town. And there was about 600 or 700 people joined in. But what we seen was people standing on the periphery on the side, of the roads. And we were handing out prayer cards, rosaries, miraculous medals, and they see people kneeling down that never see our Lord, that aren't leading a sacramental life. They see children. I'm actually getting goosebumps telling you this now. They see children bowing down and probably saying to their parents, you know, who's that? What are they doing? It was historic. It was absolutely beautiful. And it will bring a tear to your eye. So this year, since then, we did another one this year, a local one. It was small, very, very, it was a lot smaller, only about 300 at it. And then we organized for the Feast of Christ the King, adoration. We had 11 priests, and our bishop is at every one of them. Our local bishop is there at the forefront with our Lord and holding holy masses, which is fantastic. They have an enthusiastic bishop. So when we, the Come Follow Me movement, sat down the committee to organize this event, it was again just to be in Derry. But then one of our committee members said, look, I have a great contact in Medjugorje. Let's try and have it happen in Medjugorje at the same time. And we got in contact with Father Leon and a girl called Deidre there. And the next thing you know, within a few days, it had happened. And then it went from Derry, Medjugorje, New York, New Mexico, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Rome, England, and there's probably many other countries that I'm forgetting at the present.
Bangkok,
Vietnam. There's other countries that have signed up at the exact same time, simultaneously around the world. Spread this flame of love, and spread this flame of hope around the world. Subsequently, now over the last 2-3 weeks, we have numerous other countries around the world that can't have the Eucharistic procession, but they are having 24 hours adoration to coincide with us, to offer up in unity with the intentions of the Eucharistic procession, and two, in thanksgiving for heavenly pour an abundance of graces and blessings on everyone throughout the whole world, basically. We also have other parishes around the world that are offering up holy masses, rosaries, fasting, for all the intentions. And then it doesn't just stop there, because we are trying to organize 24 hours adoration on the Friday, the day before it. The Saturday is the Feast of St. Bridget, and then the procession, and then on the Sunday, we're having holy masses offered up in one in unity, but in thanksgiving, because we know the Sunday is the candle mass. So it just shows it's not me, it's not Anthony, it's not the committee, it's not nobody. This is definitely heaven, and it shows that heaven has a purpose and a sense of humor, because they're using people like us. We call us simpletons in Ireland. The most unworthy people to be sitting here, to be speaking about the greater glory of God. And as I say, I think the reason why it has happened and the way it is happening is because, one, because it's, I do truthfully believe this is really an anointed and appointed time. I think that everything that you have been through, that we've been through, that all people leaving the sacramental life, suffering, sacraments, holy masses, rosaries, everything that we've been through over the last number of years or whatever has led to this appointed time. And I really feel that now, that this time, there's so many, there's a few different prophecies, and there's from different saints and different things, at about the end times, there'll be a darkness covering the whole world. And there'll be two lights shining, and the two lights will one be from Poland and one be from Ireland. And what I see now transpire from even us organizing is, like, just, I did an interview about a week ago. It's got 30,000 hits on YouTube, by the grace of God. And the amount of emails coming in from people from all around the world saying, please, how can we join in? And in the video we showed there, the famine back in Ireland in 1879. Well, I think now there's a spiritual famine. Uh-huh. And the people and children are crying out to be led to God, to be led there, to be catechized. Because we have a whole generation, the last 20, 30 years, a generation that are uncatechized. In Ireland, we live through the troubles, but are uncatechized. And I truly believe the reason why we have the children's rosary and why we have so much emphasis on bringing the children into this. I went around all the local schools in Derry and all the grammar schools and secondary schools, sat down with the principals, explained to them what we were doing, And I didn't even have to really explain too much to them. And every principal said, we're on board. They're all sailing 20 children in their uniforms, and the principals and the teachers. So when the bishop comes out of the chapel with our Lord, the children are walking behind them in uniform in a guard of honor. And they, because it's all about the children, and we believe that the children are going to convert the parents. We believe that they're going to bring Jesus back into the home, and they're going to be asking their parents, take us to Mass, give us, feed us. And as parents, we're all guilty. We're all sinners. We've all done things in the past that we shouldn't have. And this is a real cry and a real plea from heaven. It's now time to forget the past. Forget it. It's now time to take a step forward, because there's so much darkness, hurt, pain in the world, but there's also so much light out there. And there's so much light that is paving the way for this to happen, that proves that it's not from us. It's simply, absolutely, stunningly beautiful. It really, really is. And I want to honestly, genuinely take this a moment just to thank you all collectively and individually. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, for being so open. They, one, they listen to this cry from heaven, and two, they hopefully join in and participate, because the way it's going now at the minute is it's blowing up around the world, and it is crazy that we've only got about a week and a half to go